I'm a fan of PlayStation. My cousin Leo was one of the first people I knew who had one, and as soon as I played his, games like Jumping Flash or Battle Arena Toshinden or the original Resident Evil, I knew that I had to have one. And I've been a loyal PlayStation guy through multiple consoles and handhelds, and I'll likely be with them for a long time to come. But I just found out that Sony, the maker of PlayStation, is part of a class action lawsuit. The long and short of it is this: the PS3 came equipped with the groundbreaking option to install alternate operating systems on the console. And not even in a nifty hacker kind of way, the option was right there on the on-screen menu. But as time went on, Sony had second thoughts about this feature and blocked it in a mandatory system update. Now, years later, people who had access to these fat-style PS3s but were denied OS customization could be eligible to be part of this lawsuit. If you file a claim and it all goes through, console owners could receive a check for up to $65. Well, it's been a long time since the days of PS3, and I didn't even know that this class action lawsuit was a thing until my wife forwarded me an article about it. I didn't sue Sony, I didn't cause any of this to happen, but it's happening, and I'm not leaving $65 on the table. I realized that I could be a part of the many PlayStation gamers who get back a portion of their investment equal to their perceived loss. Learning about it simply allowed me to access the legal action that was already taking place regardless of my knowledge, and to secure my chance to walk away better off than I was before. Now, forgive me as I draw a crude parallel, but this is one of the big reasons it's important for believers to read our Bibles. You see, there's so many promises that God gives us, promises of power and provision and peace and protection and lots of other things that start with P. The point is that we have to read the book so we can understand and believe what it says and start living like we know whose we are and what God has for us. 2 Peter says, "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He's given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of the world caused by evil desires." Peter goes on to write that we must add to our faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual affection, and love, and so on. But don't miss that all of these things start with faith, which, as we know, comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We could stay ignorant, live mundane lives, believing in God but never knowing that He's our healer, our provider, our comfort, our peace, our strong tower, but why leave that kind of blessing on the table? So take some time to look at the Bible and see what has already been bought and paid for on our behalf. Then trust that He who promised it can deliver it. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, visit us online at nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at Nerd of Godcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated GIFs with you. If you want to hear more, listen to our full show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.